Now, let's head back to talk more about the Malaysian medal campaign. Joe Palmer joining us this morning to update us on this story. Now, we reported some time back now that British service personnel awarded a medal by the Malaysian government for their services in Malaysia and Brunei cannot actually wear the medal officially here in the UK. So, this morning, we're asking once again, should that be changed? Joe Palmer joining me after our show yesterday on working from home or not, is actually at home today.
I am.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, and Archie's in bed. It's glorious. He was up at 5.30 and now he's gone for his little morning sleep.
Love
it. What we all need at 9 o'clock.
Exactly. Now, Joe, ever since we brought this story to air back in the new year, every day we get emails from people from across the South and around the world saying this needs to change. It's been an extraordinary response, hasn't it?
It's been a huge response, and the reason why people are getting in touch with us from across the world, across the region, across the country, is because they just feel so strongly that there is no logical reason why this one medal should be seen separately from any of the other dozens of medals that have been awarded and not being given the Queen's official blessing, which to the veterans of Borneo and Malaysia is just so important, because they want to wear that medal to remember their comrades, but they want to wear it with the blessing. I've asked the committee who at the moment won't advise the Queen to give the blessing. Why not? I cannot get an answer. Nobody can get an answer. Sandra Gidley, the local MP, has written to the Queen directly. It's crazy.
Well, let's have a listen. We've been talking to Solent listeners from around the world, literally, with their views on this story.
Hi, I'm Mike, phoning from Essex. Myself and my wife both served in the Far East in the early 60s. We can't see any justification for not treating us the same as our Australian and New Zealand cousins and allowing us the right to wear our medals with pride.
My name's George from Belfast, and I served in the Royal Navy. I received a medal. I was one of the very, very lucky ones. And, you know, it was very hurtful to know that we weren't allowed to wear it. Either the medal is not fit to wear, or we're not fit to wear it.
Hi, I'm Charlie Stewart. I served with the 5th Battalion Scots Guards. I live in Corby in Northamptonshire. I would rather wear the medal with the Queen's blessing, because all other medals come with the Queen's blessing, and we're all old men now, and I think we should be able to wear this medal with pride.
I'm David from Northampton, and I served in the RASC. I've just received my medal, and I want to wear it. It's a question of commemoration and remembrance. And like many of us, we've had quite traumatic memories. There's no shame in changing one's mind and asking the Queen to approve, without restriction, the acceptance and the wearing of the Pingat Yas Malaysia.
I'm John Cooper from Suffolk. I'm in support of my fellow servicemen, as 12 of my colleagues never made it back to the UK. This is our medal and our right to wear it.
And Joe, that's just a small sample of the people we've heard from around the South, across the country and around the world.
Exactly right, Julian. And with the callers, we're getting into our interactive area at the moment, so if you feel passionately about this, do call us. I am going to take a petition up to London to the Foreign Secretary, Margaret Beckett, who will then hopefully put some pressure on the HD committee, who will then be able to pass on the approval or not approval to the Queen. And we really want to get this changed by the 31st of August, Julian, because that's when it's actually the 50th anniversary of the independence of Malaysia. And, you know, a lot of our guys from our region are going out to Malaysia at the government's invite, and they want to wear their medals.
Of course. Now, just to say, it's important, we're getting lots of service personnel getting in touch. We also want to hear from other people. If you agree with this campaign as well, will you please get in touch? You can email julianclegg@bbc.co.uk. You can write a good old-fashioned letter to BBC Radio Solent, Broadcasting House, Southampton, SO14 7PW, and of course you can call our newsmaker number 0845 3030 961. Now, listening to that is Arthur Hewitt, who joins me on the line now. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning, Julian.
Thank you very much for joining us. And just to explain a little bit more about this, because just explain your connection with this, first of all, because you're Secretary of the Veterans for that part of the world, aren't you?
Of the Malaya and Borneo Veterans, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been blown away by the response on this, and you're very much in touch with other vets as well. They feel very strongly, don't they?
Yeah, I'm amazed actually at the response, because in my experience, very few people are aware that anything went on in those post-war 48 to 66 years in Malaya and Borneo. I think as a result of this campaign of yours, they're probably more aware now than they were at the time the action took place, quite honestly.
Well, that's good. You must be pleased that you've managed to get the Malaysian High Commissioner to present medals to our veterans. That's lovely.
Yeah, we've got I'm just organising a ceremony now to present 200 medals, probably in Winchester or Eastleigh. We haven't got a venue yet. We've got a date, June the 14th, and the Malaysian High Commissioner's coming down. But we're looking for a venue at the moment.
Right, well, maybe somebody listening could help out with the venue. Is it, what, give me a date on this, or is
June
it August?
June the 14th.
Oh, June the 14th, right,
yeah.
Okay. So June the 14th, maybe someone in the Winchester area could help you out with a venue for that ceremony.
As Joe says, what we want to do is to get the medals presented and the authority to wear them by the time the vets go out to KL for the Merdeka celebrations.
So, Joe, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing, because we've got guys travelling, you know, from Southampton, from Bournemouth, from all over the place, to be out in Malaysia at the government's invite on the 31st of August. And technically, they're accepting these medals, but they can't wear them.
Yeah.
They cannot wear them on the 50th anniversary of what they fought for. How crazy is that?
And, Joe, we'd also like to hear if anyone's got a venue for that presentation, wouldn't we?
Yes, and it needs to fit at least 200 veterans.
Yeah, very importantly, very importantly. Arthur, are you confident that this committee, I mean, we're talking about the Queen's permission, but to be honest, it's not her, it's this committee. Are you confident that they'll change their minds?
I can't say I'm confident. I have a letter. Sandra Gidley raised this a year ago in the House, and I have a copy of a letter from Ian McCartney at the time he was Minister for Trade and Foreign Affairs. And I think the last sentence is indicative of the cowardly sort of way of avoiding making an honest decision. It says, the wearing of non-British awards is not policed, and it's a matter for the individual concerned whether they wear a non-British award without authority. Well, this is just a cop-out, very obviously.
Yeah. Well, Arthur, we're going to talk again, I'm sure. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, pleasure.
And looking at the telephones, people are ringing in to support you.
Thanks for all your help.
Pleasure. That is Arthur Hewitt. Many thanks to him for joining us today, Secretary of the North Malaya and Borneo Veterans, and our reporter Joe Palmer, live from her home today. Thank you to her too. 8-